Passion and desire can attract everything you want in life. Passion by Design is a show about designing a life of passion. I'm Paula McChesney.
And I'm Sandy Peckinpah, and we're the authors of a concept and a book called Passion by Design, Redecorate Your Bedroom and Reinvent Your Love Life.
And we'll be discussing your home and your relationships, your body, your spirit, and anything else that you want to talk about.
And we are here with you live every Wednesday afternoon at 2:05 to discuss living life fully through the senses here on AM 1240 KNRY.
So call in and join us on the show on area code 831-373-1234. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Paula.
Hi, Sandy. I was just laughing at that news clip right before we came on about the baby that was born in the elevator in the hospital, and the mother named her Ellie for elevator.
Oh, yeah. That is funny.
I guess that baby will always remember where she was born.
Yes. Oh, my goodness. That is funny.
Oh, that's a good one.
How are you doing?
Well, I am great. I love this time of year. I love springtime. It's the time of in my world, any time is the time of romance.
Yeah.
But it's the time of renewal and rejuvenation and freshness and just a fresh start at life.
Spring is awakening, isn't it?
It is awakening. And I see the blossoms. Every year, I'm just astounded. The flowering plums come out and they do this beautiful display of this amazing rosy violet pink color that is just so hopeful and so optimistic. And I think that's the universe's way of saying, you know, hang in there, you guys. Winter is almost over.
Yeah, well, spring is something you can count on every year to see those blossoms and those flowers, and the wildflowers are starting to bloom in our area.
Are they?
The poppies. They are so magnificent. They're just carpets of poppies on the hillsides in Southern California.
The color palette is just so amazing. And you know, as a designer, I often am asked, where do I get inspiration? You know, how do I come up with all these ideas to design rooms, whole homes, but specifically bedrooms, romantic bedrooms? And I just look out to nature. And the whole color palette is just out there in front of me to inspire me. And I'm particularly entranced this spring with these pinks and reds and lavendery pinks, because those colors are what we're seeing on the runways. And we're starting to see it again. And this is so interesting to me. We're starting to see those colors again in home fashions. And if you look at how colors cycle, and because I've been doing design for over 20 years, I've had a chance to watch this. And in the 80s, for example, the color palette were very cool, very gray and pinks and burgundies and silver. Then we fell in love with the colors of Provence, the orange, Tuscany, the oranges, the red, the warm earth tones, the ochres, the very welcoming home type colors. And now we're starting to see it swing back to the cooler blue reds, the pinks, the lilacs. And it's just delightful to me because those colors are so flattering for people to wear.
Oh, yes. How wonderful. Well, it's obviously borrowing from nature once again.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful colors.
Mm-hmm.
Well, so this is a great time of year because in your business, you also transition into working with brides and grooms in developing their life joined together in their brand new bedroom.
Well, this is so fun for me because one of the things that I noticed, and I'm going to share a little story of how Passion by Design was born, just because I think some people who are listening might not know, but it was about 9 years ago. I was working on a home in the Bay Area, big kitchen remodel. And I walked to the back of the home to the master suite. And there were clothes thrown over an exercise bike, and the bed looked like it had been the bed they'd had for many years, and kind of disheveled, and the dog bed was there on the floor, and so forth. And I got this impression, this voice in my head said, I wonder if the state of their bedroom parallels the state of their relationship. And Passion by Design was born. And Sandy, that's where I called you in to say, I have this wild idea to do a blending of a design-based book with relationship enhancement. And right. So together we wrote Passion by Design, Redecorate Your Bedroom and Reinvent Your Love Life.
Right. Well, and I think that it's when you look at people beginning a life together, and this is the bridal season because brides are all planning their wedding right now.
Mm-hmm.
And when you look at the blending of two people, you look at the blending of their stuff too.
Mm-hmm.
And so how do you do that when he's got his, you know, garage sale bedside table and she's got her beautiful brass bed and he's got his favorite armchair and, you know, she's got the dress form in the corner of the room with a coat thrown over it.
Uh-huh.
You know, how do you do all of that? And that's what I love about Passion by Design is we address those things and how to go about blending to give both people what they're looking for in a passionate bedroom.
Right, right. And we talk about that a lot in the book. And you know, some of the things that I do initially is I really like to sit down and talk to both of them, the bride and the groom. And sometimes these are individuals who've been married before. They may have a whole mm-hmm. house or two houses full of furniture. It becomes, you know, more challenging in that case sometimes because the things are more precious on one hand, possibly, if they're more valuable
right.
monetarily, and they also carry more energetic baggage.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's so true.
One of the main things is the bed.
Mm-hmm.
The bed. Because
yes.
if it's a bed that has been slept in a previous relationship, that's something that the new person might not feel so comfortable about. And it's interesting to me how nobody talks about this, except us, of course,
right.
Sandy.
Right. I think beds hold energy.
I think everything on the planet holds energy. And
yeah.
for some people, it's just fine. They don't care. It's no big deal.
Yeah.
And for some
yeah.
people, I've done some bedroom design consultations where that bed had to go. There were no ifs, ands, or buts about it. That bed
mm-hmm.
had to go. And in this case, the woman wanted a complete, something completely different. And so we
yes.
were able to provide that. So that was a lot of
well,
fun.
I think I did it in reverse because I created my Passion by Design bedroom before I had the man that I love.
Well, you're living Passion by Design. Tell us. Tell us more.
Yes, yes. Well, you know, as you know, Paula, and I am so in love. And I have the most wonderful man in my life, and we are getting married.
Oh, Sandy, congratulations.
We are engaged, and I am so head over heels, happy, in love, and grateful that I have such an incredible man in my life.
Mm.
But what we're doing right now during this wonderful engagement period is planning our life together. He's got a house. I've got a house. You know,
mm-hmm.
he lives in a different state, so
mm-hmm.
we have to figure out how that's going to work. But I think also addressing some of the things in our homes that we're going to have to deal with, and that's what I'm so excited to talk about the engagement period in our show today,
mm-hmm.
because it is a time of developing and planning a life together.
That's really true, and we had a wonderful interview with Lisa Crawford Watson, who is a local writer here on the Monterey Peninsula, fantastically talented lady. And she made such a great point to me that the engagement period, the time of the engagement in and of itself has value. And I hadn't really thought about that before. That's a very special and a very unique time, which you'll never have again in your life.
Right.
It's a magical time. It's a time of, as you said, Sandy, planning, preparing, adjusting. You know, when the two of you are getting together in the kitchen, for example, well, when you're in his kitchen, he's used to having that kitchen to himself,
Yes.
And then suddenly there's another chef in the kitchen. You know, how do you make those adjustments?
That's true. And he cooks.
And he's a cook. That's right. And a good one, too, I'm sure.
I have to figure out where my space is in his kitchen, and he's pretty much figured out where his space is in my kitchen. So it's just been a wonderful experience. But I love the sweetness of being engaged because it is a time of expectation and wonder and awe. What is it like to live a life together? And as you know, this is my second marriage for me. And it is just so wonderful at this mature time in my life to watch it unfold from a very mature viewpoint. Mm-hmm. You know, when I got married in my early 20s, I was a whole different person and had a whole different set of expectations. It was about building careers and raising children and, you know, establishing a home. Well, we come from a different perspective as mature adults in a marriage, and there's a wonderful sweetness to it and also a sensibility that makes you feel very safe. You know, we're doing our planning, and I feel so comfortable in this period of engagement doing that because we're adults.
Right.
So anyway, I'm very excited about our guests because I want to ask questions about weddings.
I know. Well, let's bring her on the line. We have Caroline Holly. Are you with us, Caroline, on the phone?
Yes, I'm here.
Well, welcome to the show. We have got just such an interesting topic today with romance and brides and planning, and you are the expert in this field. So welcome to the show. And
tell
our listening audience a little bit about your background and what brings you here.
I'm run Central Coast Bride now, and we do bridal shows as well as wedding planning magazines and the website. And prior to that, I kind of got into that business in a roundabout way. I used to be, oddly enough, a geologist.
Really? I didn't know that, Caroline. How interesting.
And when I got engaged, like Sandy, I had all kinds of great ideas, and we were blending our families and our cultures, and I was learning all about wedding planning, and I was really kind of surprised after all of my experience in project management and geology that planning a wedding just seems so difficult. And I hadn't expected that, but once I had planned my own wedding, then I knew how to plan another wedding much more easily.
Right.
And I just felt, you know, I really want to build on that. I want to share that with other brides and make their wedding planning easier and less stressful. And that's how we kind of ended up. We were down in the L.A. area, and we wanted to open up a bed and breakfast with Weddings in the Gardens. And we found a bed and breakfast in the San Luis Obispo area on an acre of gardens and started planning weddings for brides in our gardens.
How lovely.
How beautiful. I love this story that you actually found your passion by a personal experience that took you in a completely different direction from what you had trained to be.
Right. Yeah, after 20 years in this one particular career, I saw this new opportunity, and I really felt strongly enough about it to change my career that I had gone to college for many years and change the area where I lived as well.
You know, I think that's so interesting, Caroline, because, you know, people my friends know that I am an interior designer and have been for over 20 years. And yet I'm also, and prior to that, well, there was a little in between, I also got my education as a registered nurse, as a critical care nurse. And people think, well, that's so opposite. But in truth, I bring forward to my design sensibility a skill set of problem solving that I have to say is unparalleled. My training is unparalleled. Because if I can save your life in an intensive care unit by knowing how to solve problems, I can probably give you a beautiful home by solving this problems using the same set of training. So for you, I suspect you brought forth with you into your new career a great number of skills that you had developed.
Yeah, so much of what we do in life is transferable to future things that we can create for ourselves in our lives.
And that's one of the title of our book, Reinvent Your Love Life. In a way, it's kind of reinvent your love of life, because it's taking what you already are and who you already are, your essence, your soul, your spirit, and reinventing it and having it come out to be something that you want at that time in your life, which perhaps was different than something earlier. So it's very exciting to me.
Oh, right. You know, and I've read that anymore, people can expect to have something like 7 careers
mm-hmm.
in their lives.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah, I thought it was 5, but I'm not surprised to hear you say 7.
Yeah.
No, I think that's probably true.
Yeah. And so, yeah,
well,
it is comforting to know
myself.
That all the work that you've put into your previous career or careers is really going to be of use to you in the future as well.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Sandy, yeah, you've had a few. Share with us.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh, too many to count. But, you know, and also not to mention being a mother, a lot of us are moms, too. So that's a whole career in itself. And But I love every time I've closed one door, I've opened another, and I've always been able to pull what I've learned from my previous careers into the new part of my life. It always seems to blend. There's
mm-hmm.
always a reason. I can look on how I built my life, and there's a reason why I did all of the things that I did up to that point.
Exactly. So, Caroline, keep going with your story. So you started that.
Oh, right. So I was helping individual brides with their individual weddings at our facility. And then at some point, we would give the magazines, and I would read the wedding planning magazines and all. And in looking at all of that, I realized that there was another opportunity there to help not just the brides who were getting married at my facility, but all of the brides in the area with their wedding planners.
Uh-huh.
So I took it to a larger scale. Instead of working with 20 brides a year, now we work with hundreds of brides a year. And we help them to get their wedding planning done in a much less stress-free way.
Uh-huh.
And many brides and many people have a lot of time pressures.
Yes, and, very much so.
Yeah, and a lot of what I found in the guidance for brides seemed to be, you know, these 3-inch thick magazines, books. And I didn't have time to read them. And I couldn't,
you know, you're so right. It's daunting, isn't it,
yeah,
for a busy bride to try to get it? Because first of all, she wants it to be perfect.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, have you ever met a bride who didn't want it to be perfect?
Right.
I mean, perfect, however they define what perfection is to them.
Right.
You know, they want it to be their day. And you're right. These huge, thick tomes of, you know, this and this and this. So.
Yeah. And so I kind of I took my writing skills from my previous career
mm-hmm.
and used that to kind of summarize and bring about the important points. And I created a step-by-step guide on how to plan your wedding in 60 pages.
Wow. Now, where is that available, Caroline? Is that something that people can get?
Yeah, it's our Central Coast Bride magazine, and
mm-hmm.
this one is designed specifically for Monterey and the Santa Cruz area. And it's available at the bridal gown salons. It's available at most of the bridal shows, a lot of the chambers of commerce. A lot of the wedding vendors, wedding professionals have them. We,
uh-huh.
we distribute them without charge.
Oh, so is this something that a bride can pick up?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Oh, I think I have to get one.
Wonderful. Wonderful.
Right. Yeah, so we have it in our magazine, and then all of that information is also included on our website, plus our website has things that aren't really very useful in a magazine format. We've got worksheets, timelines, checklists, all of those little tools that a bride can quickly use, especially a bride that's more visual,
mm-hmm.
to plan.
Excellent.
And so those can all be downloaded from the website.
Oh, that's exciting.
Yeah.
That's exciting. So what are some of the specifics that you have found in your experience that are some real issues for a bride. Obviously, time, which you've covered.
Right.
What
time
else?
Time is an issue. You know, like you said, one thing is they do want it to be perfect.
Mm-hmm.
And so they feel a little bit of pressure to try to make it perfect. A big one, and I don't know how much people are aware of this or how much they focus on it, but there's a lot of people involved in the wedding.
Oh.
You know, she's dealing with her own family, and a lot of times, you know, the mother or the bride might be kind of reliving the wedding that she couldn't quite have through her daughter. And then there's the groom and his family. And so you're blending all of these different people from these different family cultures together. And that can sometimes create friction and pressure, and she has to make decisions when she's trying to make everybody happy.
So is there any advice that you would give to a bride in that situation?
Oh, gosh. You know, it really varies depending on her situation.
Mm-hmm.
But it is something that it in a lot of ways is the first test of their marriage.
Yes.
Is how do you address these things that come up when you're merging two different families? And it's something that maybe brides don't even think about so much. So maybe one piece of advice is to actually consciously recognize that what you're doing is blending these two cultures and make allowances.
Mm-hmm.
And recognize, like you said earlier, your perfection is not someone else's perfection, and there really is no perfection, and your wedding's going to be wonderful.
Right, exactly.
You know, exactly. If a little thing or two is not exactly what you consider perfect, you won't even notice it, and certainly your guests won't notice it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It'll be completely invisible. So relax.
So would these be conversations, Caroline, that you would recommend for the bride to have with the people who are involved with the wedding ahead of time, or what would you say on that?
Yeah, I think this is something like during the engagement period that the bride should be thinking about.
Ah, that engagement period again.
Mm-hmm. And talking with her fiancé about, that'd be the first person to talk about it with, and maybe if she's not that familiar with his family and their culture, get a better idea from him.
Mm-hmm.
What he thinks.
Mm-hmm.
the maybe some of the setbacks or the hurdles might be, and they can work together preemptively to solve problems before they even occur.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that's such a key thing, because when you can, so to speak, nip them in the bud, they're often smaller than when they blow up and everyone is tired and stressed and strained. And, you know, what is, you know, a tiny thing in reality becomes a huge thing when people are really stressed out. So I think that's very good advice.
Yeah.
That's really
Caroline,
good
what
advice.
Are some of the exciting new trends in weddings?
Well, you know, for weddings, some of the fun new things, the candy bar is one of the new things that started about a year ago, and they've gotten much more popular over time. And it's both a dessert kind of idea, but they're also very colorful and beautiful. So it also takes care of some design at the wedding.
So explain what that is.
I'm sorry?
Explain what that is.
Well, a candy bar can be created by someone who specifically does candy bars, and some florists will also do candy bars. And it'll be a buffet table or a nice round table that's set up in a prominent area of the reception. And the bride will pick out different candies in colors that complement her wedding colors.
Uh-huh.
And they're in all kinds of different shapes, and they get displayed in different glass containers at different levels.
Oh, how pretty visually. That could just be fantastic.
It can just be amazingly gorgeous. And it's a lot of fun, and everybody loves a little sugar.
Yes.
So,
oh, you
and
have
hopefully
to, you,
chocolate.
I was going to say, yeah. Chocolate has to be in there, I trust.
Yeah, yes. So it's very much appreciated. And a lot of the candies now can be monogrammed for the wedding, too, so they can be personalized.
Oh, I love the M&Ms that are personalized.
Yeah.
Those are so cute.
Yeah, for that particular wedding.
Well, we need to take a quick break, but when we come back, I want to hear more about your ideas for helping prep the bride and your upcoming bridal show, which we're very excited about. So You're listening to Passion by Design on AM 1240 KNRY. We'll be right back.
Go into the chapel and they're gonna get married. We really love you and we're gonna get married. Go into the chapel of love. Spring is here, the sky is blue. Whoa.
Get into the best shape of your life. My name is Ellen Bradley Gannis, and I've actually helped thousands of people not only transform their body, but improve their health and the way they feel every day. Fad diets are unsafe and they don't work. If you're really ready for a change, visit me now at www.passioncleanse.com. Free personal coaching and money back guaranteed.
Welcome back to Passion by Design. We are quite obviously talking about weddings and romance. And we have our guest today, Caroline Holly, who is one of the co-owners of Central Coast Bride. And she just has wonderful experience and information to share with us about the whole process and the bridal fair, which is coming, the bridal show. Now, I asked her earlier what the difference was between the term bridal fair and bridal show. And Caroline, tell us what it is, like you told me.
Okay. They're essentially the exact same event, but the term bridal fair is actually a trademark.
See, I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's trademarked by one particular bridal show.
Okay. So we'll call them bridal shows, correct? Is that right?
Right.
So what are some of the color trends? I'm always interested in color.
Colors are so much fun.
Colors are so much fun. I love colors.
The beautiful colors we've been seeing recently is that rich chocolate brown.
Is that used?
Yeah. Oh, used in the, not on the gown.
Right.
Used in tablecloths and in the flower designs. Especially in the cloth. But a nice chocolate brown with bright pink, lime green, powder blue, beautiful together.
Ooh, love that.
Sandy,
we keep going back to chocolate, you know? There it is.
Yes. What are some of the other new trends that you have, that you're seeing in weddings?
Another really fun new trend is the photo booth. Heard of the photo booth?
Tell us about the photo booth, yes.
And photo booth, I guess, originated in the 20s at the carnivals, and they would have a little booth where you would get in and have your photo taken. And they've taken that concept and added it to weddings, and it's really a great idea because you have so many people who get together at your wedding, and you'd like to get photos of everybody.
Mm-hmm.
But oftentimes, the official wedding photos don't include everyone.
Of course.
Yeah, so this is a great idea. And so a lot of brides are hiring a photo booth, and they come all different kinds of photo booths with different kinds of end results production. And a lot of them are digital, and you can get them online and everything. And, but they'll have them at the wedding, and people can hop into a photo booth and have their photos taken. It'll be a series of four photos.
Some
of them are very large. You can have 10 people in there.
Oh, really?
Have these great group photos taken. And so then the bride has all these photos then after the wedding. Plus, the people who took the photo get to keep a copy as well.
You know, that is so fun. And I'm going to share a quick personal story here. And Sandy knows this. Sandy and I have been talking about, you know, her upcoming wedding. And I said, the one thing that I regret that I did not do. And, you know, what was I thinking? My goodness, you hindsight, you go, you're totally crazy. We had so many friends who were good photographers. that they said, everybody said, oh, well, I'll take pictures, I'll take pictures, I'll take pictures. And I thought, oh my gosh, thinking I didn't want those standard staged wedding photos, because this is a second wedding for me as well, I thought, okay, this will be great. I'll just have all these friends take pictures. Horrible mistake. I so regret that I do not have more photos of my beautiful wedding day on Carmel Beach with the reception at the gorgeous Spanish Bay. Oh. So for anyone listening out there, this area that we're talking about of photography, you will never have this day again. Just make sure you hire the best, and the best, there's so much talent here on the Monterey Peninsula. We're just known for photography as a mecca in general. So my piece of advice is don't make the same mistake that I did.
That's great advice, Paula.
Yeah, yeah.
It's really interesting that you say that, because just before I called in to talk to you, I was thinking about that very thing.
Mm.
When I look back on my wedding, that's the exact same regret that I have.
Did you make the same mistake I did, Caroline?
Absolutely.
Oh, my goodness.
Absolutely. I didn't understand.
No, I didn't get it.
The value. And years later, oh, when you don't have those photos,
that's right,
you really get it.
Yeah, yeah. So it's,
you know what I love is that I had a wonderful photographer at my first wedding.
Mm-hmm.
And I am so grateful to have those photos. Mm. And you know who appreciates them the most are my children.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And my husband passed away. So for them, this is documenting something so wonderful,
right,
that was the beginning of them even coming into this world.
Mm.
And
that's right.
So I'm so glad to have those photographs. And my daughter even has one of the photographs from our wedding, in, she has it framed in her bedroom. She treasures it.
Absolutely. You know, one of the things that I'm doing now with my design clients, and I'm really excited about it, is what I call reframing. And when you look at old photos, and I'm using the term old in quotes here because the wedding may have been a year ago to, you know, 20 years ago, 50 years ago, whatever, there is a certain style of framing that was done at that time. And we tend to kind of not see the pictures anymore because we've looked at them in the same frames for, you know, 20 years, let's just say. So I am recommending to my clients that they take their wedding photos and get them reframed in an up-to-date frame that brings the experience forward in their focus and their attention. And this is one of the things that Sandy and I talk about a lot in our book, is where we put our focus is what shows up for us. And if sometimes couples will fall into the you know, the ho-hum, take each other for granted blahs, mm-hmm, not if you're a passion by design couple, of course. but this physical act of reframing your wedding picture is a very powerful tool to use. And I'm recommending that to my design clients now, and people are really enjoying it.
I think that's a great idea.
Mm, it's fun.
I know I just recently reframed a bunch of my pictures, and it just made them look so fresh.
Mm-hmm. And you look at them again, don't you?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, yeah, absolutely.
It's great.
I have a question about second weddings. What are the dresses that are appropriate for a bride who is in the mature years? What are the dresses that they're wearing for a second wedding?
Well, you know, it's interesting that you ask that. In California, and I think in most of the country, tradition is not as adhered to,
right,
as it was in the past. And so people have a lot more freedom to dress how they want to dress. They find, if you find a dress that you absolutely love and it's a traditional white wedding gown, there's nothing wrong with you choosing that,
mm-hmm,
for your wedding. But yeah, there's lots of other fabulous options for that too.
Are colors appropriate for the second wedding?
And mature, almost 40s nightclub singer look to them. And I think that's a fabulous look for a mature bride. Wow.
Ooh, that's a fun one.
Mm-hmm.
I like that.
Yeah, versus the more princess look of a gown.
Oh, that's really fun. I like that a lot. Caroline, I don't know if you heard Sandy. What about colors? Are colors appropriate for the bride?
You know, it's kind of fun. In recent years, a couple of years ago, even for a first-time bride, a red wedding gown came into style. So some brides had these bright red wedding gowns, and some brides had these sort of just pink, soft pink wedding gowns. But for the most part, brides still do go toward the white, but most don't choose the white because it doesn't photograph that well.
Right. And it's often not
a little bit softer.
And it's often not flattering to skin tones. And this is a big thing for the Passion by Design bride is we want her to look fantastic in her colors, including the colors on her bedding and her sheets. They should be chosen to flatter her skin tones.
Nice. Yeah.
That's a chapter out of the book too, Caroline.
Champagnes. They can be accented with red ribbons and green ribbons and a lot of nice trim on the gowns that bring some color in as well.
That's a nice idea. You know, the other thing that I've seen, which I think is absolutely delightful, is the pure white gown and then a pop of red in the shoes. It is so great. Have you seen that, Caroline?
No, I haven't seen that. That sounds fabulous.
I don't know where I saw it. I saw a fabulous photograph, and the groom had picked the bride up. It was a delightful image, and he was holding her. You know, it looked like she had just run to him, and he'd picked her up, swooped her up in his arms, and her beautiful white gown, and the little peak of these bright red, gorgeous high heels. I thought, I love it.
I love
Isn't
it.
Isn't that fun, Sandy?
Very sassy.
Yeah.
Well, you know, Christian Louboutin, the shoe designer,
oh, yes.
He has red on the bottom of his shoes.
Yes.
How clever.
Yeah, his signature. And oh, I see Oprah Winfrey wears them all the time as her sitting shoes. And they are so gorgeous.
Oh, I think that's such a fun trend for brides. So, Sandy, we're going to have to get you some colored shoes for your wedding.
I know. I love that idea.
So, Caroline, let me ask you, too, about music. Because music, as the senses are so integral to how we experience a moment, a day. Are you seeing with music, what are you seeing happening with music for weddings?
Well, with weddings, there's kind of a relatively standard progression of music from the ceremony through the beginning of the reception to the end. And it's a different style of music for each different component of the event. For example, the entrance to the wedding ceremony is generally more of a soft, traditional kind of a song, a lot of classical type music. Kind of thing. And then the recessional from the ceremony itself, oftentimes they will use a more jubilant song, something more contemporary and casual.
Right. Yay, we did
it.
We're
happy. Yeah, yeah, it's fun. And a lot of people feel a lot of pressure when they're on a stage, if you will.
Well, it is a stage.
Yeah. And yeah, so they're relieved and they're happy and they get very excited and that music helps them with that.
That's very joyful music.
Yeah.
That's a great idea. In fact, I plan on, I have some ideas for mine. I'm kind of excited.
I'll
have to keep it a secret until I decide.
And then at the reception, typically there will be a gathering time where people mingle and there will be like light background music at that point. Same thing through the dinner so that people can have conversation. And then once you get toward the dancing part of the reception, then things start picking up. But most of the time, they'll do some traditional dances, father-daughter, first dances, things like that. And so there are some songs that really work well for those dances. And a lot of times, there's songs that are meaningful to the father and the daughter or to the couple for their first dance songs. And so those kinds of songs are used there. And then the music picks up. And then generally at some point, depending on the style of the wedding, they might get to kind of a really, you know, rocking party.
Right.
Kind of music.
Caroline, are there some, the father-daughter dance, I've always thought was so touching. I remember the scene in The Godfather where he dances with his daughter and the music was so beautiful. I can't remember the name of what they used, but it was so touching and so poignant. Is the father-daughter dance, with a second wedding, sometimes, sadly, the fathers are not around. Is there a new tradition to what happens in that to take the place of that old tradition?
You know, that's an interesting question. I don't know the answer to that.
Mm-hmm.
I would imagine, though, that if they want to continue that sort of tradition mm-hmm. where there's a special dance for the bride with some significant male in her family,
uh-huh.
it could be an uncle or a godfather or
yes,
a brother.
Yes, that's a nice idea. I think part of what is so special about a wedding is the ritual
mm-hmm.
and the... Even if it's a non-traditional, in quotes, wedding, there are certain rituals that we store away in our memory banks for the future. You know, we remember whether it's throwing the bouquet or whether it's, you know, the dance or whether it's the ritual of walking, you know, up an aisle or seeing, you know, the love of your life walk up. In my case, we got married under the cross. Out on Carmel Beach, and seeing him walk up to me, that ritual of those times is so special.
Mm-hmm.
Again, I would say those are precious, precious moments. And be sure to add some of those rituals into your ceremony.
Mm-hmm. Right, you know. I agree with that completely.
Mm-hmm.
And like we talked about earlier, the documenting of it for the future.
So important.
Really important, both in photos and now video is so easy now and so high quality. That's a really nice add as well.
Mm-hmm.
And another reason for doing photo and video is oftentimes the bride is not at a lot of parts of the event, so she misses them completely.
Like, for example, what parts are you speaking of?
Like before the bride enters the ceremony.
Oh, I guess she's not there, is she?
Yeah. She has to be seen for the very first time as she walks down the aisle.
And
so she's not there as everybody's gathering and mingling and
what
the groom's doing up on the altar while he's waiting for her. And,
that's really special.
That's beautiful. You know, I noticed also, I've been to a few weddings lately, and one of the most awkward periods of time is when the bridal photos are being taken of the family.
Mm.
And that can be a delay of time where the guests don't quite know what to do with themselves. What's the best use of time in order to incorporate the need to get those photographs taken and to keep the guests happy?
Yeah, that's a really good point.
It is a good point.
It can be long and painful.
Mm-hmm.
And
I think that's why
momentum.
I chose to avoid it.
So there's a couple of things that can be done for that. And one is prior to the ceremony, before the groom gets to the venue, the bride and her girls, her bridesmaids, and her family can have all of those formal photographs taken before the groom gets there.
Oh, beautiful.
So that's one way to get those taken care of. So that helps. And then once the bride's finished with her photos, about an hour before the ceremony start time, then the groom can arrive, and he and his family and his guys can take all of their formal photos. And then
that's a good idea.
Just leaves the photos of all the family together.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful idea.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
so that helps a lot. And the other thing is, while the guests are waiting for you to come back from your photos, make sure you've got some refreshments for them.
Ooh,
and
champagne.
They can start the reception and have a drink, have an appetizer, and catch up with each other. And one side of the family can meet the other new side of the family. So
you know,
that's
really
an opportunity if it's used well.
That's a nice way to reframe that too, and do that is take it out of the period of, like Sandy, it's a great point of where everyone's kind of standing around, shuffling around, not knowing what to do, is actually make it seamless so that they go immediately to, you know, the place where they can be entertained or bring the entertainment to them if they're waiting to be in the pictures themselves. You know, have someone maybe pass champagne, possibly.
If
they're going to be in the pictures and they can't really leave and go to where the reception's being held.
Mm-hmm.
So
that would
be fun. Caroline, what about bridal registry and gifts? What are we seeing in gifts and registry now?
Well, you know, there's a lot of the same traditional registries.
Uh-huh.
And, we have some great local ones. And so brides register with local stores like,
uh-huh.
you know, Williams-Sonoma, Bed Bath & Beyond. And they can do that in the stores. Mm-hmm. One new thing in the store is they get to have an electronic wand, and they go around the store and scan the items that they like, and they get automatically added to the suggested gifts on their registry.
Ooh, a magic wand. How fun is that?
Great idea. Do you get a tiara to take with you?
That's a great idea.
I think so. I like it.
Yeah, and it's fabulous. And then, you know, people are all across the country anymore, and oftentimes people are in different areas, and they don't go to the store to pick out the gift, but they can go online and find her registry online and select the gift, and then it's, you know, electronically tallied so that the store knows when she has all of that one item and they choose something else. So it's really very sophisticated.
Oh, I love that magic wand idea. How fun is that? And the tiara. Sandy, I think we're starting we're starting a new Passion by Design tradition here. The tiara is given to all of the brides, and she can go around and wave her magic wand. Well, we're actually offering on our website and a bridal bedroom design as a very unique gift, because so much of the focus, as we're talking about here today, of course, is on the big day, that big, you know, 24 hours. And yet, when life begins in your home, you know, what does that home look like? What does that bedroom look like? So we're making available as a new service, which we're very excited about, a gift certificate that the bride's family and the groom's family, friends, can offer to help not only design the bedroom, but to provide items for the bedroom as well that come out of that design. So we're quite excited about this new offering, which we're making available on our website, which is www.passionbydesign.com.
What I love about that idea is, especially for second weddings, oftentimes the bride and groom already have all the pots and pans, the dishes that they could possibly need, but how wonderful to recreate a bedroom for a second wedding. That's a great gift.
Yeah, that's a lot of fun, so we're really having fun with that. Tell us a little bit, Caroline, about the upcoming wedding show. I almost said fair. Wedding show here.
Yeah, the wedding show is this coming Sunday on the 27th.
27th of February.
Mm-hmm. And it's at the Hyatt Regency in Monterey, just a beautiful facility right there. And we're in the Grand Ballroom. We have over 70, close to 80 wedding professionals at the show.
Yes, and Passion by Design will be there with a beautiful bed made up in our booth, so everyone has to come by and visit.
Fabulous.
Yeah.
Yeah, and bridal shows are just so much fun. And the show itself is set to go. It starts at noon on Sunday, and the brides can shop and meet and get to know all these wedding professionals and their services between noon and 4. And then at 4 o'clock, we have TLC's breakout star Randy Fanoli.
Ooh, great.
Say yes to the dress.
Yeah, say yes to the dress.
And he is just amazing. And we're so happy that we were able to get him.
Yes.
And at 4 o'clock, he's going to spend an hour. He's got a presentation on the latest fashions in bridal gowns. And we'll also talk about how to go about selecting the perfect gown for you. And if you've seen the show Say Yes to the Dress, you can see he's really got a knack for picking out the perfect gown for each bride.
Boy, that's such a gift, because if you're not comfortable in your gown, everything else is really pretty horrible.
Yeah.
That's exciting. And why should a bride go to a wedding show?
Oh, gosh. Bridal shows are just a wonderful opportunity to do all kinds of things for your wedding. One, you can get educated.
Yes.
There's years and years and years of experience in that room with flowers and cakes and coordinators and venues. And you can probably get any question you might have about a wedding answered.
Somebody in that room will know the answer.
Exactly. And so that's one beautiful point of a bridal show. Another is interviewing 70 to 80 wedding professionals on your own would take weeks.
Oh.
And, you know, dozens and dozens of hours of your time. And this is a way everyone is gathered together. And it's like a wedding mall. So you don't have to go all over the county. You don't have to make appointments. And you get to see everyone and taste their cakes and taste their catering food, meet them face-to-face. You know, it's just it's a great opportunity to start understanding which florist might be the best one for you.
Well, you're really assembling your whole team right there in one event. Well, Caroline, we are just delighted that you've been our guest today. You've just been terrific. Loads of great information. And I do want everyone to come out to the bridal show this Sunday, which is February 27th. It will be at the Hyatt in Monterey from 12 o'clock noon to 4 o'clock. And then the event with Randy will be after that, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it'll be from
4 to 6:30. Will you be signing books there as well?
I will be signing our book, Passion by Design, there. And it's just going to be a fabulous, joyful, beautiful, beautiful event. And Caroline, thank you for being a great guest. We're just delighted. We're going to have you back again. I know you've got tons more information. So thank you for being with us.
Oh, thank you guys so much.
This has been great. And our hour is already coming to a close. And so we just are delighted to share Passion by Design with you. So please enjoy visiting our website, which is www.passionbydesign.com, and you'll find more information about living your life with passion as well as being able to get our book. And I'm Paula McChesney.
And I'm Sandy Peckinpah. Join us next week, Wednesday afternoon at 2:05 on AM 1240 KNRY for another hour of Passion by Design.
Community Radio for the Central Coast.
AM 1240, KNRY, Monterey, Salinas, Santa Cruz.